Some more pointers for improving your social media profile in 2011. We've already mentioned in the previous audio post, you know, tools that you can use and what you should write about and how to do it and how many profiles you should have. But it's also thinking about how others can help you, because while you may feel, oh no, I can't ask others for help, that's silly. You know, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of expertise that are only too happy to help, and they're not looking for financial gain or anything else from you. So, you know, feel free to go into Twitter and ask a few people for some pointers. Majority of the time, they'll be happy to help. One thing, of course, that you have to remember is that while you are putting your heart and soul out there, not everyone will think and feel the same way as you do. So if people come back and criticise you, don't take it personally. You know, thank them for their comments. Feel free to have an act of disagreement with them. But, you know, don't come away thinking that, oh no, it's the end of the world because someone disagrees with me. It's a very open arena, the social media sphere, and people will agree with you, people will disagree with you. It's just like life. Another point to remember is don't let social media be a time sink, you know, especially if you're not doing it for professional purposes. And if you're not doing it for professional purposes, make sure you're not doing it in your employer's time. They really don't like that. But it's one of these things, you know, we have people where we now live in an age where people use their iPhones on the toilet to check Facebook or to check for status updates. They'll check their email, and that's fine. But, you know, don't sit there hanging on to every second. You know, don't miss what's happening in the world around you just because you're staring at a 3-inch phone screen. You know, there is no longer a digital real world divide, but they complement each other. One shouldn't be seen as a replacement for the other. And if you're finding this an issue, it's, well, look at ex-smokers. Smokers for years have had their brains wired to be able to jump out for 10 minutes, have a cigarette and a quick blather and come back to work. That's the sort of mindset you want to try and set up for yourself. You'll reap benefits from it. Now, again, when you're online and putting content up there, you know, have variety. You know, be entertaining, be interesting, but also be consistent. You know, let people know that there'll be something there every day or every couple of days, because, you know, there's a lot out there to get their attention. So if you don't keep reminding them that you exist, then they'll head off. I hope these pointers have been useful. I hope they've been interesting. Feel free to leave a comment at the contently-manage.com blog and let us know if you've got any other pointers for people that are, you know, vowing to improve their social media use in 2011. Until the next time, thanks very much for listening. Bye.